Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Throwback Thursday. So, it's Throwback Thursday, 1979. The music's been good. The Steelers winning over the Dallas Cowboys in Super Bowl 13 on this date has been good. But it's not the good of the day. What is the good of the day?
Well, yesterday there was a little event that happened. I don't know if you caught any of it.
The inauguration?
The inauguration.
I did not watch 1 second of that thing.
I should have. It's history.
Yeah, I know.
But by history, I mean that was yesterday's news.
Yeah.
But there's one
thing.
Well,
I sleep a lot in the afternoon, and when I woke up, it was over.
Yeah. But there's one thing that you probably noticed if you peruse social media at all. And I got to say, there are some clever people out there, and that's the Bernie Sanders meme. Have you seen
I am completely in the dark. So this is one where I normally go, yeah, I saw that. I do not know what you're talking about.
Well, you're now you won't be able to not see it. How about that? It could slide into the dumb because you won't be able to unsee it. But anyways, there is a photo taken of Bernie Sanders sitting in all his Vermont glory. And he pulled his chair away from, into the middle of the aisle so he can maintain social distancing. So he looks like he's alone, just sitting there in the most Bernie Sanders way. People have taken that image of him and have posted it everywhere with famous situations where one could be sitting.
Oh, okay.
So they have him like...
That seems like fun.
They have him sitting, you know, in that image, they have him sitting in the, looks like the captain's chair of the USS Enterprise. They have him sitting on one of the gridiron, that, you know, that famous photo of the steelworkers building the Empire State Building. He's now on the end of that. The best one, though, I think, was that they replaced Bernie Sanders with the fly on Mike Pence's head.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So it's just... It's Photoshop glory at its finest that it just, you know, people have just taken this and just running with it all over the place. There's a lot of creative people. It's kind of fun.
Very good.
Not going to lie to you. I mean, and then the memes that go with it, you know, just have him sitting in a classroom and, you know, people saying, oh, he's the teacher that says, it's okay, I'll wait. Because it's the way he's sitting. It's just.
Well, he's an old man.
He is an old man. But it's just funny. Like, I don't know. I mean, just the way people can think up different situations.
I remember when Tim Howard made all of those saves in the World Cup in 2010 or one of those years. They took a meme of him diving for a ball and putting him saving certain situations.
Everywhere.
And that was really clever. So, people can be very clever with that.
It's good. That situation. And it's
very
just good. Everywhere right now. And, you know, people now have reserved to, I'm going to build a collection of them and put it on my Twitter page so you can see 16 of them right in a row.
Wow, that's good. That's good. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is you got to get ready for your next Tiger King documentary.
Are they really going to do that?
No, it's different. I don't think they have it in the works yet, but if they don't, they might be missing out on something because it could work. This one would highlight the Monkey Whisperer.
Oh, no. Okay, let's go back. When you said Tiger King documentary, you mean a Tiger King-like documentary.
Yeah, Tiger King.
Not a new Tiger King documentary.
No.
Okay. I got
you.
No,
that ship has sailed. Everyone now is, you know, the last big thing they'll ever do is Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. I still cannot believe people thought Trump would pardon him. He had no chance of being pardoned. He's guilty as sin.
He rented a limo for it. He was ready. He thought for sure.
Just because he thinks he's getting pardoned, I don't understand why a lot of people in America thought he was going to get pardoned.
By the way, you know, side note for the bad, you know, piggyback on the bad, you know what his excuse, he said the reason why Trump didn't pardon him? He was too gay.
Oh, please. Because he's guilty.
No, it's because you're guilty.
Of hiring a hitman to kill somebody else.
I mean,
all right, so the Monkey Whisperer.
The Monkey Whisperer. And I'll give you one guess of what state he's out of.
Florida?
Florida.
Yeah.
So anyways, he's been sailing or trafficking illegal monkeys all across this great country.
He's been selling illegal monkeys?
Yes.
What makes an illegal
monkey?
Well,
most states don't allow monkeys. And that's where he's getting into trouble.
Are we talking like chimpanzees?
I'm talking like wildlife monkeys. Yeah, capuchin monkeys.
Okay.
And then, or rare and endangered monkeys, like this little marmoset monkey, which, you know, if you ever see them in the zoo,
they're cute.
Yeah. They're cute. But
you can't own one.
He's been known to sell them. Well, they're endangered. Can't give him just anyone. But, yeah, he has, I guess, been doing this for years and years. And, you know, he got busted because he ended up selling one to someone who lives in California. California has very strict rules on what kind of animal. You can't even own a ferret in California.
You know, if they made it, if they made it so that people could own the monkeys, they wouldn't be endangered anymore.
You think?
Well, what do people do with them? They kill them as soon as they get them?
No, like,
if you create a market where people want one and would take care of one, then you breed them.
But what you're talking about is like the beginning saga of Planet of the Apes, where they
take
over.
Well, I don't want to get too extreme, but what I'm saying is that if you create a business where there's a lot of demand, then they wouldn't be endangered.
That's true.
You'd actually create a market.
That's true.
You'd create a market for it, and then it's like when we talk about crops, like certain plants and stuff. If you have an incentive to grow it, then they would not be extinct anymore.
I think you might be onto something. Don't know if it's the right path to go. But
if you leave it to Mother Nature, Mother Nature will just make them extinct.
Well, we all think that, but then, you know, I got to remind you of Ian Malcolm, of Jeff Goldblum. You know, life finds a way.
Right. Well, not all the time. The passenger pigeon isn't around, and the California condor is dead.
No, the California condor is still around.
Is it still around?
Yeah, it's still kicking. Dodo bird is gone.
The dodo bird. Yeah, okay.
Dodo bird is gone. California condor. I've seen a couple.
All right. Is he in trouble?
Oh, no. He's getting prosecuted, or he's indicted on charges now.
Oh, wow.
For illegal animal sales, because he ended up selling one to California, but his claim was, I did not sell this monkey to someone who lived in California. I sold it to someone who lives in Nevada, which is, I guess, it's legal to own a monkey there.
Sure. I mean, Mike Tyson had a tiger in Nevada, so.
And then, you know, they transported it over the border to California, so that's not his deal, so he's trying to fight it. But
real quick, so what's the Tiger King twist?
Well, just because it's another animal documentary of someone selling wildlife animals to somebody else.
The deal with Tiger King that made it so appealing was he hired someone to murder somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got FBI involved here, so we don't know the whole backstory yet.
That's true. He could be,
There's a rival monkey seller out there.
Yeah,
maybe not a monkey whisperer like him. Maybe you know, someone who's gone bananas. I don't know.
Oh, man, owning exotic pets
it's all the rage.
It can be a very lucrative underground business.
But here's the thing. Okay, you know about a capuchin monkey. That was the monkey made famous in Friends. Remember Ross?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes.
So that's a capuchin monkey. One of the traits of a capuchin monkey is that they enjoy and they like to soak their feet and hands in their own urine to leave their scent around.
Oh, well, then I'm out. I won't own one of those things.
I don't know. Where's the appeal of
that? Yeah, where's the appeal of that? No.
You know, they scream at all hours of the night.
Yeah, that is true. Good point. Yeah, no, you don't want that.
So,
you don't want monkeys.
I'm just saying, I'm announcing it now. There could be a Monkey Whisperer documentary out there. I'm
all
not
right.
100% sure, but it'll probably be coming to a Netflix near you.
All right, what is the dumb of the day?
I kind
of
got two.
All right.
Because one's really quick because I don't want to spend too much time on it. But, you know, you know who the Paul brothers are, Logan and Jake?
We do this every now and then.
Yeah, Logan Paul is all set to fight Floyd Mayweather, where he will die, I think. Because, you know, Floyd Mayweather is arguably, you know, one of the greatest boxers of all time, although boring.
Right.
But his brother, Jake Paul, who is the one who knocked out Nate Robinson, a basketball player, not a fighter. If you remember, we talked about that. Keeps challenging and keeps pushing to fight Conor McGregor.
Why? Who would do that?
I see you're looking at it the same way
there
as I am.
There are professional fighters that don't want to fight Conor McGregor.
Right. Isn't Conor McGregor just a legal trained mercenary?
Yes.
Like, isn't that how you look at him?
Like, you're going to get hurt really badly, like badly, if you fight Conor McGregor and you're not a professional.
If he grew up, you know, if he was his age 20, 30 years ago, he would be the ranking member of the IRA, right?
I got to think.
I mean, so I don't understand, but he keeps pushing it. And now it's gotten to a point where Conor, who was set to fight, I can't remember who was set to fight, it doesn't matter. He's set to fight someone next month. He's not ruling it out. He's like, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah,
but I'm concentrating on this.
All right, that is very dumb.
But the other dumb is this one kind of cracked me up. He's a former Olympian. His name is Nick Simmons. who is a runner.
Runner, okay.
And he did this thing. He does all these challenges on YouTube, these workout challenges, where he's raced go-karts or Teslas. He had a fitness challenge where he was doing 300 push-ups a day for 30 days. He also had, he's a world record holder in what's called the beer mile.
So what's that?
So you drink a beer, you run a lap. So you drink a beer four times, beer mile. So every single mile you run, you pound a beer, and then you just keep running again.
Wait a minute, reverse that. Every mile you run or every lap?
Every lap you run.
So it's a quarter mile track.
Yeah.
You drink a beer, you run a quarter mile, drink a beer, run a quarter mile. Okay.
Yeah. But he talked about one of the craziest ones he ever did, and this one just sounds disgusting to me. It's called the Big Mac Mile.
He ate a Big Mac every lap?
Yeah.
Okay, that would get bad.
Fast, right?
Real fast.
I mean, if you have one Big Mac, I've never been in a mood to do anything except sit on the couch and just feel shame.
I ate two Big Macs one time a long time ago when I was younger and in better shape.
And ran two laps, right?
And I thought I was killing myself. I was like, and it's a good sandwich, a delicious sandwich. But
yes.
I ate two just because I was young and we're like, yeah, I have two Big Macs. And I thought, oh, God, that's I don't feel so hot. That's a lot.
No, because
so four of them. But if you're an elite runner and your body's a furnace, maybe.
Well, he is
a lot of secret sauce and a lot of McDonald's Big Mac sauce.
He's an Olympian and talked about how that was the worst thing he ever put his body through.
Was the Big Mac challenge?
Was the Big Mac?
If I'm McDonald's, I roll that out as an ad campaign tomorrow.
And get him to do it again, right?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, it's not that bad.
I was telling my wife the other day that when I was in college, my roommates and I we were having a championship NFL championship party, and we bought snacks. It was just the three of us. We bought snacks, and I bought a thing of double stuffed Oreos, just a regular thing of double stuffed Oreos. I ate the whole thing in one day. My wife was like, that's disgusting. I go, well, you got to understand, those two games, long games, we started in the morning. I ran, but it was one of those things where at the end, there was like eight cookies left. And my roommates were like, you got to eat those, man. You got to eat those. You got to finish the box. And so it was silly and dumb. But even that was like, ugh. Like these eating challenges are tough.
Yeah.
They're tough. Four Big Macs and running a lap in between, even if you're an elite runner, that's got to be really draining on the body. The body's like, whoa, what we're doing?
Hurt.
We're doing one or the other, but we're not doing both.
I think I could do one. I think I could run a lap. I don't even know because you run a lap and then you eat a Big Mac.
Yeah, and he's doing it for time. He's not just trying to finish.
He's trying to
set a time for that.
Yeah, he's not walking.
No, so he's not like, well, I'll just slowly jog while the Big Mac digests in my system. I got you.
It's like, you know what? I'll walk the corners. I'll walk the turns, but I'll sprint the straightaways. He's
not doing that. Right. No. He's trying to set a time. Oh, that's, God bless him. But that's another dumb.
Yeah. I don't even know why you would have thought that. Beer mile, I can see doing that.
I can see doing that. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue on Wake Up Call. Again, Matt Reynoldson is going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll talk Green Bay Packers. But coming up, a weird night for college basketball, but not unexpected. That's next on Wake Up Call.